coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Good morning, welcome, welcome, welcome this morning to the Situation Room. We hope and pray that you've been having a real good day thus far, and we pray that you had a real good week. Hopefully you was able to get some things accomplished on Saturday. Was able to kind of get some things together, some housework or whatever you was trying to get done. Hopefully you was able to get it done. And then on Sunday, hopefully you was able to go to a good Bible teaching church where your pastor, he really preached a good powerful message. And matter of fact, it's still on your mind even this morning. So hopefully you was able to get some spiritual nourishment, amen, some for the week. And we thank you that you was able to tune in this morning. So just in case you wasn't able to go to church on yesterday, hopefully you are able to tune in even not only to this program, but to some other programs that we have here on KLITB, and get that word, particularly that Look in the Book program that comes. You can hear one of my good sermons. All right. Today we have a wonderful program for you today. This is the day we kind of focus in on our hot topic. And I have with me in the Situation Room my lovely wife, my companion, my sugar plum. How you doing, sugar plum? You doing okay this morning?
I'm doing fine.
You doing good. All right. Well, are you ready to get started?
Ready. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let me give some contact information out first, Sister Wilbert, just in case somebody have a hot topic. They have a Bible question or a question pertaining to the Christian life. They can email them in at BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com. Or you can call them in and leave them on my voicemail, 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. All right, Sister Wilbert, what's the hot topic for today?
The hot topic is entitled, Pastor Uses His Church as a Sexy Spring Break Nightclub.
Pastor, a Christian pastor?
I guess.
Is well, I guess it is. It's used the word church, pastor and church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that lets you know it's not a mosque. It's a pastor use his church as a sexy spring break nightclub. So he turned the church house into a nightclub for the whole week.
That's what he did.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
All right. So come on and help us with that.
Okay, this happened in Florida.
Okay.
In a beach town, it was spring break that was going on. So the town was Panama City.
Okay.
And it has more churches in it than it does bars.
Yeah, Panama City. Mm-hmm.
But one church has positioned itself more like a strip club than a sanctuary for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of like, you ask a question, really?
Yeah, really?
Say. Now, according to the Panama City News
Herald. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
They show photos of the Life Center banner inviting you to naked paint parties and slumber party Sundays that promise the sexiest ladies on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And so this everyday party is called Spring Break Amnesia.
Yeah, Spring Break Amnesia. So, amnesia, so forget about
you
it,
forget,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. Certain things you forget.
Oh, so it's going to be it's going to be a wild party.
Mm-hmm.
And so now after this is over with, we don't want to talk about it, huh?
Mm-hmm. And this party, it started running since February 28th. So I guess it was still going on through spring break. And that pastor of that church had recently been arrested on charges of giving drugs to a minor and forcing himself on her, masterminding this whole idea.
Okay. So we got a criminal in the pulpit.
Yeah, that's
a good description. Predator. Seems like he's a predator.
Mm-hmm. And to make this event even more profitable, the spiritual community, they even installed an ATM machine out front with the I Drink banner.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So. For this occasion, they done went and rented an ATM machine.
Rent an ATM machine and then put out the I Drink banner.
All right.
Now, this caught the attention of the Bay County Sheriff.
Okay.
Okay. Who called it a blatant slap in the face to taxpayers and law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
So, and he said, when you think that you have seen it all.
Yeah, because see, this is going to mess with their tax exempt status. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It says, when you think you have seen it all, the church is converted into a nightclub every night.
Every night.
Every night, he said. And it was X-rated.
Wow.
Says you could even wear the sexually explorative t-shirts at the church.
Uh-huh.
And you could be, they're so creative that if you had forgot your cash, the ATM machine was there.
Yeah.
So you could get your money at the entrance of the church.
Wow.
So you can put your offering in during the love offering time.
Wow.
Now, this is supposedly be a youth ministry now.
Okay. This is for the...
For a youth and ministry during spring break.
So that's what it went up under the radar as a youth ministry.
Yeah. But you decide.
Uh-huh. That's not no youth ministry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wow.
So he went on and he said, an unholy frat house. This event was hosted by a couple of fraternities, Kappa Alpha Psi and Omega Psi Phi.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So we got some fraternities involved
and
in this.
At the church, those two fraternities are known for the pretty and the nasty.
The pretty and the nasty.
The pretty boys and the nasty boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So one fraternity is noted as the pretty boys.
Yeah, the pretty
boys. The other one is noted for the nasty boys. Oh boy. And so they got a toehold in this church then, huh?
They do.
Okay.
And said that on Sunday that the youth could go to a slumber or a pajama event.
Okay.
That was hosted by the sexiest ladies on the beach.
Oh wow.
Okay.
So they're kicking it off with the slumber.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
And on Monday.
On Monday, all right.
You bring anything but clothes to show your artistic side.
Anything but clothes.
Yeah.
Anything but clothes.
Anything but clothes. And so.
So wear your birthday suit.
Yeah. You're showing your artistic side.
Oh,
and it says
the
party continued on Tuesday. They had the Mardi Gras theme. On Wednesday, it was Wet and Wild.
And all of this was at the church?
At the church. Thursday, it was with an illumination rave party and so on. And the tickets were $20 for a night that you can't remember the people, you won't forget.
So it started on Sunday, and mm-hmm. every night it was
different
something
thing.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday night, don't wear no clothes night. That was the don't wear no clothes
anything
night.
Anything but clothes. And Tuesday was Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras night.
And Wednesday was Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild night.
And Thursday was the Illumination rave party.
Wow. I wonder how many people showed up, Sister Wilbur.
I'm pretty sure it was a packed house.
Wow.
Probably had more people at that church that week than probably on Sunday morning. Or
and they were
night.
Selling tickets too?
Tickets, $20.
Oh my goodness. Looked like this was a cash cow machine thing going on
yeah.
here.
Somebody made some money.
Yeah, looked like that's kind of what it looked like. It looked like some big fundraiser going on.
So in addition to him talking about this, you know, church, he said that... The writer said that he had another that was more shocking than this. It was a shocking special event at a Tulsa church in October of last year that included beer.
Uh-huh.
So they were selling alcohol. And it was called, the article that the writer wrote was called Beer and Hymn Sunday.
That was the Beer and Hymn Sunday.
In a Christian church.
In a Christian church.
At which, you know, which the outreach pastor, he wanted to... In his words, rattle the cages a little bit.
All right.
So all the right. beer spitting stunt it capped the experience or the experiment at 3 beer limits. So the person could only have 3 beers.
All right. So they tried to at least, but this here seemed like it done topped that, Sister Will. But I think this here,
the nightclub in
yeah,
the church.
Yeah, I think this nightclub in the church for a whole week. Done top this. I ain't never heard nothing like this. I done heard something on a Friday night. They have a singles kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they turn the fellowship hall into a nightclub or something like that. But I ain't never heard of going this far where you wear nothing but your birthday suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't heard nothing like that. Go ahead. What is the lady that wrote this article? What's her take on it?
She was saying she feels that it's an abomination.
I agree with her.
You know,
this is an abomination.
You know, she said that.
Because you're desecrating the house of the Lord. This mm-hmm. is an abomination desecration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she put forth this question, how could this be a house of the Lord, but at the same time participate and so much sin.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you just turn up the house of the Lord. I mean, you don't have to be the devil. That the devil is using them right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she goes on and she quotes 1 Thessalonians 5:22. It says the Bible said to abstain
uh-huh.
from the appearance of evil.
Yeah.
And she was saying that this sexually charged gathering, at its best, it appeared evil.
Uh-huh.
And the church said may ban illegal drugs, but if you are hosting a rave party, you got to consider lost souls will wander in, taking in the latest street drugs.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. I was just reading this sign that they had up, Sister Wilbur, this on how they was advertising this thing. Right, yeah. Here, I say the tabernacle is a community.
Okay. The tabernacle is a community that serves no alcohol and ban illegal drugs for the youth to go during spring break at night to interact with each other in a fun, safe environment up to 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So it's all night.
So it's all night thing. And so that was a statement of the Spring Break Amnesia website reads. It says, help us get the word out about our safe place to go instead of wandering the strip clubs at night.
Yeah.
So you just swapping locations.
Yeah, but they deceive the people too. Because
mm-hmm.
see, they say the tabernacle is a community that serves no alcohol and ban illegal drugs. But for that week, that's what they was going to do. They were going to serve alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they probably would have drugs there if you're doing a rave party.
Well, I guess so. I don't know what a rave party is.
Okay, that's another topic of conversation.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right.
And so, but the most disturbing thing about this Life Center is their pastor.
Okay.
The pastor is 54 years old. He was arrested last September, and he was charged with delivering a controlled substance to a minor.
Uh-huh.
And a felony charge, according to the Panama News Herald. He also was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Okay.
And so
he's messing with a minor.
Yeah. And so on September 11th, this pastor, this church was allegedly provided the minor with marijuana in an attempt to intoxicate her before professing his love and kissing her against her will, according to the arrest affidavit.
Oh, wow. So this 54-year-old man is messing with a minor.
With the minor. They didn't give, you know, her age, whatever. But anyway, the report goes on to say that he began kissing her in the waist area of the minor. And this was at a pool.
Okay.
So, you know, so she jumped in the pool trying to get away from him, but he followed her in. That's what the police report says.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we still sort of scratching our heads when we read this because where is the fear of the Lord?
Yeah.
So why are some churches looking more like bars and strip clubs than holy sanctuaries?
Yeah.
Then another question is put forth, why are pastors getting minors high and making sexual advances toward them? Another question, why are so ministry leaders falling into sexual immorality? For that matter, and why are denominations allowing practicing homosexuals into leadership?
Well, so them are a lot of good questions, mm-hmm. Sister Wilbert, and these questions demand some answers. You know, like she said, where is the fear of God in this? Where is the fear of the Lord? I mean, this preacher ain't showing no kind of fear of God. And I mean, he done got, now September 11th, how many months ago that was? We looking at what, about 8 months, 9 months? And mm-hmm. he just got out of trouble. And now he's finna get in trouble again.
Yeah.
And this sheriff looked like he's gonna try to get something done dealing with his tax things
Gonna probably do a full pledge investigation. The IRS will probably come in and then...
Yeah. So it won't be long before this church here is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's more or less operating illegally. They're saying they're a church, but they're not really a church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she gives a solution. She said, we all need to repent.
Well, I agree.
And she said, we need
that's where the church needs to start.
Mm-hmm. So we need to posture our hearts like Daniel and repent for the sins in the church, even if we are not the ones committing them.
Yeah.
Because if one part of the body suffer, all parts suffer with it.
Yeah.
And she said, the body of Christ is suffering. It's sick and wallowing in sin. And she said, the great falling away is underway.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That even though that's not our local church, We need to apologize to God, the whole body of Christ, because it has made the church look bad. It has given the church a bad reputation. See, it's things like this here that's keeping people out of the church. When they hear different reports like this here in the news, all this bad press like that, then people going to say, well, why should I go to church? I mean, look at this preacher. This preacher messing around with these kids and stuff like that. So when people hear things like that, they don't really want to go to church.
And her last question that she put is like, we can sit and point fingers, or we can fall on our knees and intercede for the church. And she says she chooses the latter.
Yeah.
To fall on her knees and intercede for the church. And then she asked the question to make it more personal to you. How about you? What would you do? How would you respond to this question?
Yeah. Well, I agree with what she said earlier about how the church, we need to, you know, repent and apologize to God, because like I said earlier, even though it's not at your church, all of us are connected with the body of Christ. You know, in Nehemiah chapter 1, Sister Wilbert, Nehemiah, when he found out the condition of Jerusalem and how the walls had been broken down and the gates and stuff had been burned, that what Nehemiah did, he prayed to God, and Nehemiah included himself. He said, we have sinned. We have come short of your glory. We have this. And so she's exactly right. We need to pray like that. We need to pray that, you know, God just forgive us for making his church look bad. We are making his church look bad. Christians today is making God look bad. You know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Sister Wilbur, not because the people were sinning, so it was God couldn't find ten righteous people. He couldn't find enough righteous people to save it. See, the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sister Wilbert, as you was reading this article, a few things came to my mind. Number one, the Bible tells us to be ye holy, for I am holy.
Okay.
The church is a holy place, not an unholy place. And God don't want to dwell in an unholy temple.
True.
Remember when Israel was bringing all those idols up in the temple and they had desecrated the house of the Lord, then God's spirit left. It left that temple. I believe that God's spirit has already left that church, whatever the name of that church is.
Life Christian.
And now the devil is just taking over that church. Because God is a holy God. He has given us a Holy Spirit. See, one of the signs that you know a man is truly a man of God is that he's holy. Because he's got a Holy Spirit. How do you know a person got the Holy Spirit? A lot of people say, okay, speaking in tongues, what happened? Well, the devil can speak in tongues.
True.
But the devil can't be holy.
True.
Yeah. See, the way you know a person got the Holy Spirit is they holy. They are holy. They are God. And matter of fact, that's why God gives you the Holy Spirit, to make you holy.
Right.
And then the Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit. And you see that folks is filled with all of these other sinful things and all of these crazy thoughts and stuff like that. And then they talking about marijuana. They talking about wine. You talked about, you know, the rage party or whatever that is. The Bible tells us don't get into that. Mm-mm. It says don't be drunk with wine. Don't be filled with that stuff.
Right.
But be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Again, Sister Webber. Then another thing, God calls us to walk in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's walking in the flesh.
Yeah.
According to Galatians 5:16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's Galatians 5:16. And then the Bible tells us to flee fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by them people going around being naked, what you think gonna happen, Sister Wilbur? You got those ladies in there naked with some naked young men, and this is supposed to be for college kids and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at the prime of their sex life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That could be why they call it spring break amnesia.
Yeah.
Because you know, you doing things with people and you forgetting it.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. Yes, and see, that's the other thing too about these fraternities and stuff. It's a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want you to tell. You know, you're sworn to secrecy. You know, and that's why I don't believe in these secret society.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just another way that the devil can get over on the body of Christ.
Right.
Yeah. See, the Bible tells us to confess our sins one to another that we can be healed. And then the Bible says, don't let your good be spoken of as evil. That's Romans 14:16.
Mm-hmm.
And even if this was a good thing, see that first part of that ad, that sounded like a good thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
The first part of that. That was just to more or less get the responsible parents to send their kids. The Tabernacle is a community that served no alcohol and ban illegal drugs for the youth to go during spring break at night to interact with each other in a fun, safe environment up to 5 o'clock. So it's an all-night thing. And so that's letting the parents know, hey, you don't have to worry about your kids. But that may be what they're advertising on one hand, but the truth of the matter is totally different
mm-hmm.
than what the advertising say. And as I always say, you know, if you can't deliver, then you don't need to be advertising.
Right.
And they, matter of fact, that's false advertising.
Yeah, false advertising.
Yeah, that's false advertising right there, Sister Whip. Sister Whip, do you have anything else to say? Because look like the time is running out on us today. Thank you so kindly for that article.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work. You always can find a good hot topic that we can discuss here in the Situation Room. And thank you for joining us today out there in Radio Land. We hope something was said and something was done to help you and encourage you on your Christian journey. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.